Local news first from Niagara Radio. This report brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. That's the number you want to put into your cell phone where all your important numbers go. Let's not stick it on a piece of paper and put it on the fridge or cupboard and hope that it's still there when we need it. Put it in your cell phone where you know it'll be, because when you need Chris Moore, you need Chris Moore. He fixes home appliances for a $35 service call plus parts and labor and brings with him 44 years experience. Can't do better than that. So put that number on your cell phone, 523-5911. And the news brought to you by Niagara Lawn and Garden, Saunders Settlement and Military Road. Time to start thinking about this season's snowblower. And if you're like most people, you'll want a Cub Cadet because it's rugged, reliable, and will last you for years. And at Niagara Lawn and Garden, they take care of what they sell, something you won't find at a big box store. Niagara Lawn and Garden, Saunders Settlement and Military Road. Topping Friday's comprehensive news, as we told you exclusively first yesterday, we have now learned more details on a robbery that occurred early yesterday morning in the lot of the Seneca Casino. A player at the casino said he accumulated around $1,900 worth of cash and vouchers at the casino. Then he accepted a ride home from a man that he met there. But as they walked to his car, that new acquaintance put his hand in his pocket and acted like he had a gun and told the victim to give him everything he had or he'd shoot him in the head. The victim turned over his winnings and then ran back to the casino to call police, who could not locate the suspect. But a short time later, casino security reported that that suspect was back in the lot and was in a vehicle parked there. Officers checked the area and said they found 30-year-old Michael McCarthy of 15th Street in the back seat of a truck in the lot. He was taken back to the casino and was reportedly positively identified as the man who demanded the money from the victim. McCartney was charged with robbery in the case and will now face the charge in city court. There were no injuries reported in connection with that incident, and police and casino authorities are now going over video in the area, seeking more details to that robbery. Well, 'tis the season for shoplifters, and they're causing a big problem, especially on Military Road. But the stores in the area are ready for them, with extra security and off-duty police on hand to make an arrest if those bandits try to get away with the theft. At the Walmart store yesterday, a man flagged down police in the lot and told them that he was attacked by two unknown men who accused him of stealing from an area store. He reported that the men began to beat him, causing substantial pain, but he refused any treatment for his injuries. And while talking to the officers, a representative from Marshall's store approached and reported that the same man took around $232 worth of goods from the store, then ran out. He was identified as 30-year-old Joshua Salvo of Center Avenue, who was charged with petty larceny in the case and released on an appearance ticket for that theft. When police tried to find out who the men were that chased him and beat him, Salvo reportedly told officers he was no snitch. Also at the Marshall store on Military, a frequent shoplifter came into the store and was observed taking about $330 worth of goods, then leaving without paying for them. The female, who can be identified by employees, was followed into the lot, and when they approached her, she dropped the stolen goods, jumped into a car, and drove off. Authorities said because they know who the woman is, an apparent warrant for her arrest is expected. At the Walmart store on Military Road, a man was observed picking out a pair of boots, putting them on in the store, and then allegedly grabbing two pairs of pants and shirts, trying to walk out without paying for those items. Charged in the case with petty larceny was 68-year-old Raga Singh, who was said to be homeless. Authorities said he tried to make off with about $73 worth of stolen merchandise. Fire did a considerable amount of damage to a vacant structure at 1210 19th Street overnight. Police said when they arrived, heavy smoke was coming out of the building, one side completely engulfed in flames, but no injuries were reported in connection with the fire, and the cause is under investigation. A neighbor said earlier in the day he put out a small fire around the building, but last night that blaze had to be fought by the fire department, whose investigators say arson in the case cannot be ruled out. A man driving in the area of 94th and Cayuga Drive said a person in dark clothing and with his face hidden came up to his car and kicked in the side door. The owner gave no reason for the incident and said the door on the car had to be replaced. He told him it would cost about $1,000. In the 600 block of Pine Avenue, a car with only one headlight working was stopped by police. And when it was over, the driver was charged with the violation, with other charges pending after police said they found a scale often used for weighing drugs and two separate containers with a white powdery substance inside believed to be narcotics. Police said charged with the faulty headlight was 31-year-old Jaylee Krupler of 26th Street, who reportedly was also driving without a valid license. The suspected drugs in the case have been sent to the lab for testing, and if they come back positive, more charges are expected to be placed against Krupler, who is now released on an appearance ticket. At 29th and Livingston Avenue, a resident came out to find her Ring camera pulled off her house and smashed on the ground. But before it was damaged, it was able to record a male in a gray and white hoodie grabbing the camera. It was worth $189. Police are now examining those photos to see if they can identify that vandal. At 22nd and Ontario Avenue overnight, someone entered an unlocked 2017 Nissan and tore up the ignition in the car in an apparent attempt to steal the vehicle. Damage was set at $250, and the owner said no items in the car were touched. The victim reported her car was parked in an alley behind her house on Ontario. A man who said he thought he dropped his wallet in a lot of an apartment complex on South 86th Street reported a number of charges turning up on some of his credit cards that were inside the wallet. He said that over $1,000 worth of goods were charged at area stores in the vicinity, including stores on Military Road and at a smoke shop in Lewiston. City detectives are now investigating that grand larceny theft. And a Good Samaritan who observed a car accident at 24th and Walnut stopped and offered to let a woman involved wait in her car to keep warm until police got there. Well, the woman accepted, and after the police did arrive, the woman who stopped drove off and realized that her Michael Kors $100 wallet that was inside the car was now missing. She said the wallet contained $20 in personal papers and reported seeing it just before the unknown woman got in to get out of the cold. If it happens in your area, we want you to know. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our 24-hour Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacy tip line at 371-0046. Wellness Park at 87th of Buffalo Avenue and Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan, just off Main, are locally owned and operated, and they show it. Because the important thing to them is you. They don't want you to feel like a number in a giant drugstore, but rather like a valued customer. Check out the difference for yourself and stop in and see them at Wellness Park or the Community Medical Pharmacy here in Niagara Falls. Know a friend interested in local news? Tell them they can get it first and factual here on Niagara Radio. And hear it anytime you want just by clicking our local news tab. I'm Sal Panessa.